Oh, God. And you have a baby now. A wonderful baby. Take the baby home. Put him in a crib. A crib. What a wonderful thing. It's a little tiny baby jail. You expect to see the baby there at night going, nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Hey, Warden, I need a tit. Hey, Warden. Banging on the wall over here. What is this, a teddy bear? Hey, hey, you're nothing. You're with me now, smartass. Hey.
Babies, and they make this wonderful noise. In the first 6 months, they make this noises. Scary noise. You expect to walk in the nursery, see the kid 6 feet over the floor going, come in, father.
Damien, put the dog down, Damien. And then comes a very special time. Your first test as a father, a diaper. You're ready. You may be a lumberjack, you may have been a Marine, you may have seen blood and guts, but you've never seen caca like this. It's incredible stuff. It's part toxic waste, part Velcro. First time you peel back that diaper, it's like, honey, I've got it. This shit is green. This is incredible. What do you feed him, algae? My God, damn. Oh no, he sucks on mother's milk. What's it do, go to Cleveland before it gets to his asshole? What is this? And you're sitting there trying to wipe it off. You can't, you've got a little tiny moist towelette. No good that is. It's like handing radioactive waste with an oven mitt. No good. You're there doing all this, it's all over you. Meanwhile, your dog's over here in the corner going, Jesus, man, why don't you just put his face in it? Just do that. You wouldn't need all that stuff. It's foul, foul stuff. It's so bad that 5 months later, people go, you have a kid, don't you? Yes, I do. And now that you have a child, you have to clean up your act because you can't drink anymore. You can't come home drunk and go, hey, here's a little switch. Daddy's going to throw up on you. You don't need drugs when you have a kid. You're awake, you're paranoid, you smell bad. It's the same thing. You're like, the baby. And they do incredible things. Babies drive you mad. You're just about to play hand baby and they look at you and go, Daddy. Oh. Then he looks at the dog and goes, Daddy. And the dog looks at you and goes, I don't have to send him to college. Yeah, over here. And they do horrible, horrible things. I've seen him over there sometimes with a cat in midair going, meow. And the cat gets down, looks at him like, God, I know you're a kid, but I'm going to fuck you up. I really am. They have those things. They get away with awful, awful things. I could see them rehearsing emotions. I've snuck around the corner. I see the kid looking in the mirror going, ah! No, 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 no. No. Ah! No, 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 no. Ah! Yes! That's the one. And they're horrible sand creatures. Don't you see? They know everything you do. My son is 3 years old. He's a big head, little tiny body. It's like daycare center of the dam. Everything you do, they imitate. I was in traffic. I cut someone off. They cut me off. I went, fuck it. From behind me in a little rocket seat, I heard a voice go, fuck it. All day long, he followed me around the house going, fuck it. Fuck it. Sweet little lady walked up and said, oh, what a sweet child. Fuck you. Oh, it's the Williams boy.
Come on. And you'll never have sex again once you have a child because you have this horrible fear. You'll be in a passionate love embrace. The door will open. A little face will peek in and go, you're killing mom. Oh, no, no. And they'll want to know everything. My son is 3. He wants to know everything in the goddamn world. He looks up.
Why is the sky blue?
Well, because of the atmosphere.
Why is there atmosphere?
Well, because we have to breathe.
Why do we have to breathe?
Who are you, Carl Sagan? A year ago, you were sitting in your own shit. Now you want to know everything? You were eating boogers 5 months ago. Now you want to know the nature of the universe, baby Buddha? Who are you?
Yes, mommy, she's omnipotent. She knows everything. And you try and do special things for them. I thought, I'll take him to Disneyland. That'll be fun. Disneyland for a 3-year-old. Yes, Mickey Mouse for a 3-year-old. Bullshit. Mickey Mouse to a 3-year-old is a 6-foot fucking rat. Mickey Mouse walks up. Hiya, little buddy.
And there's Goofy. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
It's Dad having an orgasm.
Come on now. No. Come on.
over. Oh, God, and you. Your children, you left them at home, didn't you? Either that or they're in the trunk, right? You left them at home with a little old lady you hope doesn't have a prison record. Yeah. And as you walk away, you're feeling, I'm nothing. Oh, God. But you know, as soon as that door slams, the kid turns to the sitter and goes, shh, old lady, they're out of here. Let's party. Let's peel off these Pampers and get crazy. You like Fisher Price music? You see? Don't you see? Children, you can't live with them. You can't live with them. They've got you. And I can't spank him. If he does something wrong, I go to spank him. He's like,
you hit me, I'll write a book.
Okay. Oh. Oh. Mommy talked to you, didn't she?
Yeah. And I know where the trust fund is.
Come on, look, come over here. Oh, God, I got it.